We're exploring the ideas of giving, receiving, and community all this month, thanks to the support of the Maine Community Foundation and listeners like you. Welcome to Voices of Giving.
When I first met Hanley, I felt like I had found a long-lost sister. She'd come up to Maine from Guatemala and came over to my house to have breakfast with me and my three kids. I treasure the memories from those few breakfasts we had with Hanley, sitting around the kitchen table, talking about her Safe Passage kids in Guatemala, hearing stories from her about our sponsored kids, Anderson and Joni, and dreaming out loud about how we could help make a difference for them. After a few years supporting Safe Passage from Maine, my 12-year-old son said, "Mom, we have to go to Guatemala. We have to go for Hanley and for our sponsored kids. We have to be there to witness the reality. We can't just collect school supplies and raise money to send out." Well, going to Guatemala was way outside my comfort zone, but my son, he wore me down. And because of that, I learned so much about giving, about myself, about life. This took place on a Friday afternoon, after a long week of volunteering in Guatemala. All morning, I worked on combing head lice from the hair of these beautiful children who literally lived down in the dumps. At lunch, I was so tired I wanted to curl up in a corner and go to sleep. After lunch, I paced myself, knowing that in a few hours, I would be on a plane heading to comfort and cleanliness and peace, leaving this place of grime, garbage, smells, and sights so sad I couldn't process them all at once. Every time I heard a plane overhead, I welled up with tears, thinking that I can go home, but these kids, my sponsored kids and those I'd come to love during that week, well, they'd still be here tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. At last, it was time to clean up and leave. A young girl came over and asked for a lice shampoo and combing. Every shred of my being wanted to say, "Sorry, it's too late." But for some reason, all of us who were still working at that station smiled and said, "It's okay, come on over." I was done, spent, and seriously questioned whether or not I could do it. As I looked at this beautiful young girl, though, I knew that I could do this. I could comb her long, tangled, lice-riddled hair. Another volunteer from Maine was working with me, and as we began to untangle the little girl's hair, I began to feel something inside me untangle too. With each stroke, I felt a bit more relaxed, a bit less empty, a bit more filled up. What was filling me up was love. As I cared for this child, this stranger to me a few minutes before, I was getting back this amazing, overwhelming sense of peace. I knew that few things I'd done in my life were as important as what I was doing at that moment. So, volunteering for Safe Passage has taught me a lot about what giving means to me. I learned that for me, giving is about making connections, being present, caring enough to look a person in the eyes, to comb their hair. I learned that it takes very little to make a big difference. Social justice is an intimate act. And in our fractured world, this is our path forward to increased connection, peace, justice, and wholeness for all. My name is Jane Gallagher. I'm 56 years old. I live in Yarmouth. I work at Deedle Partners, a philanthropic advisory firm. And I wonder, what is giving to you?
All of our Voices of Giving segments are archived at mainepublic.org, where you can share your story of giving. Voices of Giving is made possible by the Maine Community Foundation.